B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb! Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall day, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And we are in the lockdown mode over here, but you can know that there is available a very good sketch of a leprechaun. If you have never seen that video, check it out, because television station not putting a lot of effort into what the leprechaun looks like.
To this day, is that still the best internet video that's ever been made? Like, that might be the best internet clip just for pure comedy, because it's one of those things. It's written almost like a perfect comedy sketch. It's like just when you think that the big joke has happened, like 10 seconds later, there's another huge laugh. Like, of course, the whole absurdity of an Alabama leprechaun is ridiculous. And then when they do the amateur sketch, it's just a guy who just like drew like a circle and like put two dots in a stick figure. And that's the amateur sketch that they use. And then there's the guy with the leprechaun flute, you know, warding off spells. And then it goes to the guy, I'm going to get a backhoe and uproot that tree.
The guy directing traffic, Rich.
The guy directing traffic. And the way that also the report is like, this guy, many of you think, like the way he's just like, it's written as if a fifth grader was doing the news report. It is perfection. It's internet perfection, and it's when the internet was young and pure and untainted, when you didn't have to, you know, there weren't all these like, you know, fake cheesy news stories that people were doing just to get on the internet. That right there is the internet in its purest form, and I don't think there's been a clip that has topped that one yet. And that one's what, maybe 15 years old, you
it's
think?
The onion before the onion.
It's the onion before the onion, right. I mean, it's an onion article without, but it's 1,000% real, which and is my favorite thing about it.
It's very Everett-like, because everyone is taken to the streets.
Well, I mean,
like,
listen.
You can tell that's like a normal thing.
Right, Everett is the Massachusetts Alabama. I think we've learned that.
Yeah, it's just everyone is on the streets. They're very happy. They're celebrating.
Everett is the Crichton. Everett is the Crichton neighborhood of Boston.
Yes. Crichton.
Yes, indeed. So, yesterday, what happened in the morning when I had to leave continued throughout the day.
So in terms of my stomach, so I had that going for me.
Bananas, rice, what else? Toast.
We have none of these things. So we're gonna,
those are all supposed to help.
Yes, indeed.
A cork.
But did you see, because they're all state-run, that Pennsylvania shut down all their liquor stores?
Did they?
Yeah. As of 9 o'clock tonight, they're all shut down. If you want to piss people off, oh, boy.
Because I mean, think they did that in Spain or Italy. I mean, because all of the... Now, it depends. Is that considered a grocery store? Are they trying to get around that? Because
they're state-run, and they're saying it's non-essential. And so they have shut them down. But to that, I would say, first of all, there's going to be a huge run on it today. So you're going to have like 200 people in each store, which you don't want. And second of all, people will take a lot, as we've seen throughout history. People will put up with a lot. And I think that, you know, you see that people, at least that I know, are making an effort to, you know, stay inside. But you take away, if you're going to take away the liquor stores until July, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You know,
that's crazy.
I would not want to do that.
Well, one pretty decent trend that grocery stores have gone through over the last like 5 to 10 years is that you're starting to actually find ones that sell like hard liquor. Like, I mean, you used to be able to go to, you used to go to a liquor store and you couldn't find like, you know, gin or, you know, stuff like that. There were certain places that wouldn't have it. But now, you know, even like, you know, if you go to, I know that the Star Market near me, they sell liquor. On top of that, the Whole Foods is one of the best like liquor selections I've seen anywhere.
See, none of this is by me. Like Whole Foods by me has no liquor.
Okay, because only
Stop
some
and Shop
do,
has
right.
no liquor.
Yeah,
because Newton's like a what is it there, a puritanical town.
Yeah, the one in the south end sells liquor, and it's got a huge liquor section. And I know that Stop and Shop, like the one that's kind of near me, it's weird. It's like it's attached to the Stop and Shop, but you have to purchase it in. Like with it in a different register to buy the liquor. It's almost like a way of getting around some sort of weird law. But you walk into the Stop and Shop and there's a door that goes into it and it's considered like the same building.
Yeah.
So they have that there. But I mean, that would suck. I don't know if, because I heard something yesterday that was almost kind of the opposite, is that like their bar, like bars will be allowed in restaurants to sell liquor to go from like some of these places. Now, I did hear that. And that I thought
was in Massachusetts?
I have to check, but I saw. I mean, there's so many stories that are coming out all over the world, and I get them all mixed up. But
That's the worst part about staying home is that you get bored, and then all you do is look at the internet and just remind yourself that this is all going on.
Well, the screen time's got to be out of control, like for everyone. I mean, everyone's right. trying to figure out what's happening. I do know that the one thing that's, you know, probably the craziest, but it's going to be happening any time now, is San Francisco finally said, all right, well, we're going to have to do, you know, shelter in place. And so starting, I think it's today, and I forget what time, that they are going to do. Yeah, it's affecting 7 million people. Residents need to stay home and go outside only for food, medicine, and outings that are absolutely essential. That was announced yesterday, and I think that starts today. So,
holy Moses.
So just get ready. That is going to... And the mayor was just pissed. He was like, the federal government should have done this already. We know this is coming. There's no reason to wait for this. Let's do this so we can go ahead and get this over with, because it's inevitable that it's going to happen. So they've already ordered it. So San Francisco, shelter in place. They announced it yesterday. And, I mean, how much longer until that happens here? You would think within the next couple of days. If you've got a major city like San Francisco already doing it, it's probably going to happen.
So what's the deal with that? Can you, like, walk outside?
Yeah. No. Shelter in place is one of those things where you can only... Let me get the actual... Because I know that in Spain, the way that it was, is that... Okay, so it says here, grocery stores will remain open, banks will remain open, pharmacies will remain open. They said that all gyms and bars will have to close. So unfortunately, you've got Ted Johnson's gonna be very pissed about that.
He's working out in the hallway right now. He's here.
He's here. Okay,
throwing weights around.
Very vascular, Ted Johnson.
You can go outside. You just have to practice social distancing. But it's one of those things where you are not allowed to, I think, leave your you're not allowed to like go and wander into town unless you are going to the hospital. You are going to check on a person, an elderly person. or you are going to work, or you're going to get food. I think that's the restriction.
It's San Francisco. It's a 24-hour lockdown, and it began at midnight. All residents within the city can only leave home for doctor's appointments or runs to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, pharmacy's got to be on there.
Did you say it is. Did you say 24 hours? I thought it was 3 weeks.
24-hour lockdown for 3 weeks. My mistake.
But yeah. It's for three weeks. It's like that for now. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, I saw that last night. And think of how shocking that would be like a week ago. And now it's like, well, that's just kind of inevitable now. We all kind of got to do this.
Yeah.
And so get ready to just get driven crazy by your family for another. I mean, the president yesterday said this could last to August.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good at all. I don't even know why I joined a country club if I can't use it. This is ridiculous. All right, Rich, a lot of stuff happened yesterday, thank God, and involving sport.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Thank goodness we have a ton to talk about today. I mean, with the Patriots, they were active as hell yesterday. People coming, people going. In the Brady market, we are reaching the end of the finish line, and we're starting to get a clear picture of where this all may end.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thatcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Tucker and Rich.
What happened last evening?
Well, with the Brady deadline looming, Brady watch nears an end.
Tampa Bay's all in. Tampa Bay has told him they want him to be their next quarterback. The Los Angeles Chargers also in on Tom Brady as they look to find a successor to Phillip Rivers. But as for what's happening here in Foxborough, not a lot. Not a lot of conversations, and that really kind of continues the trend that's been going back since the end of the regular season and the end of the postseason. They've had months to work this thing out and haven't come to any sort of agreement. Mind you, the CBA may have complicated things, but now that's passed. You know what's happening. I'd also like to remind people that Robert Kraft said Tom Brady earned this right to test free agency. And while they would have loved to have worked out a long-term deal with him, they were unable to do that last August. And Brady was the one who said, I don't want transitional tag. I don't want the franchise tag. I want the opportunity to see what's out there. Well, now he's getting it here during the negotiating window, and we'll see if that's enough to sway him to leave New England, his home for the last 20 seasons. Crazy to think, but very much possible.
Yep, after all the moves and deals yesterday, and there were a ton, Vegas now has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as far and away the favorite to win the Tom Brady sweepstakes. Via Bet Online, the Bucs are now at minus 150 and the Patriots at plus 110. Behind that, the Chargers at plus 600, 49ers at plus 1,000, and the Raiders at plus 1,200. But the Patriots falling back from the lead didn't mean that they weren't busy yesterday, because they pulled one hell of a shocker as the team announced that they would be placing the franchise tag on Joe Tooney, and that ain't going to be cheap. Coming off his best season and also considered to be the top guard on this market, last year's tag for guards was just over $14 million. Holy moly, did anybody see that coming?
Yeah, well, this is the deal. I think it might have been Volan who said this, is that you get an experienced, good lineman. You bring back McCourty and Slater as leaders. This sounds like a good place for a new quarterback or a young quarterback.
Well,
because all this is money that can't go to Brady.
The other
the other thing too is that, as you were saying, Fred, you know, all the moves that they made yesterday and this franchise tagging just leads to what I've been saying the Patriots are going to be trying to do with Brady this negotiation, and Peter King actually agrees.
One other thing about the Patriots, Rich. They just, for the next 2 years, have committed a combined $14 million. And they were already a cap-strapped team. To Matthew Slater and Devin McCourty and Slater in that order. So, I mean, at some point, I don't know where all the money's coming from, but I still think, I've said it all along, I think it's probably more likely than not that he signs elsewhere. I've heard about all the Tampa stuff. It wouldn't shock me. I've thought for a long time that it was going to be Teddy Bridgewater, but I'm sure Bruce Arians, like every offensive coach in modern NFL history, has to say, man, I'd love to get my hands on Tom Brady.
Yeah, I bet you would, Peter King. But they hurried up and paid all these people so they could play poor with Tom Brady. It sounds like they don't want him, or at least they don't want to pay him.
There is a possibility you guys haven't thought of, which is a trade. Now that they've tagged Tooney, you trade him and get something for him and open back up salary cap space to sign a quarterback.
I mean, there is that possibility, sure. They could do that as well.
Ultimately, I think Tooney stays, and they surround Jared Stidham with as much as they can. You know, the Patriots always sit out day one of free agency anyway, as Mike G already said. But, yeah, I think Brady's going somewhere else. I think it would be the Chargers over Tampa Bay, but Chargers have an abysmal offensive line, so what do I know?
All right, what am I giving up, though, for Tooney for 1 year of Tooney?
Well, I mean, it would be kind of like a DeForest Buckner deal that Indianapolis made yesterday. You acquire him, and then you sign him to a new deal. I would think that would be the way they'd go, whoever acquires Tooney, if indeed it is a trade.
All right. Well, it does seem like Tom Brady. I mean, this has got to be humiliating for Tom Brady. I mean, this has really got to be humiliating.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to be a Patriot, absolutely. I mean,
just if you thought that there'd be eight teams in on you, you would thought that it would be like a Manning situation where there's a frenzy about where you're going, and it's just kind of like, Tampa Bay wants you. Tampa Bay wants you really bad, and then the Patriots would take you. I mean, if you're just around, and then the Chargers are like, sure.
Well, the Chargers are still in. They're a little quiet. And a matter of fact, I mean, the reports are saying that they still really want him. I mean, to the point where they're probably going to give him a ridiculous amount of money, especially knowing that there's one other team that would do that. All you need is two teams fighting against each other.
But the thing is, Rich, and you'll appreciate this, Fred, Pro Football Focus had the Chargers as the 31st best offensive line last year. And honestly, if you're Tom Brady, would you go there and not be protected at all and get sacked a ton?
It depends what his priorities are. I mean, if it's living in a place where he can expand the TB12 brand and living in a place that his family would probably like, being California, and if he wants to launch into Hollywood and do all of that, then maybe that's where he wants to be. Because think of it this way. If you're Tom Brady and the choice is between having a good offensive line in Tampa, Florida, or going to Los Angeles, isn't that a tough decision for you? Who wants to live in Tampa?
Depends.
You want to win, and you want to cement your legacy. You don't want to go to
LA. His legacy is cemented. I keep hearing that. It's like he's always going to, he's going to, for a long time, be the greatest. And it's not going to ruin anything if he goes and fails.
Willie Mays went to the Mets, I mean, people still look at it and go, oh, geez.
Jordan is still the greatest.
I didn't say he wouldn't be the greatest. What I'm saying is that if you suck your last couple years in football, then you've hung around too long.
Well, so that's true, but it doesn't hurt his legacy. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, not in terms of, like, people aren't going to say he's the greatest anymore, but it's a bad way to go out, because then that's part of the narrative. When they make the Tom Brady documentary, the end of it is, you know, the end, and how he deteriorated on a bad team. And that's not a good way to go out. I mean, he can build the TB12 brand wherever he wants, but also going to Tampa is going to be very strange.
I know. I mean, at what point do you sit back and say, maybe it's just not worth it to continue? Maybe I just retire. And I know I almost think that that's more humiliating than playing almost in a bad place, because that almost says, you know what, nobody wanted me. Almost like conceding that you weren't that you weren't desirable anymore.
But that didn't happen. That didn't happen here. Tampa Bay wants him bad.
Yeah, but that's like the ugly girl at the dance wanting you.
But I mean, it's not the same thing. I mean, it's one thing to become a free agent and have people offer you $1 million to be a backup. It's another thing to have a team basically give you whatever you want, regardless of how good or bad they are. And if you turn your back on that, I don't think people would blame you if you chose to retire. No, Tampa Bay is not the right situation for me. I've just decided that I'm going to retire.
Well, yeah, but then you're admitting that no one wanted you.
I know.
So, I mean, he should have retired before. Yeah.
It's kind of sad for Brady, to be quite honest. But on top of that, several Patriots are headed out the door. Fred, the locker room next year is going to be a little less creepy because one of the boogeymen has left the building. The Dolphins signing Kyle Van Noy to a 4-year, $51 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. Van Noy back with his old defensive coordinator. And no longer will the opponents of the Patriots be seeing ghosts. Ooh. By the way, just to add to all the absurdity, Mike Lynch of Channel 5 just says, hey, I want to be part of this story. He tweeted, just have been told the Dolphins are very interested in Tom Brady as they have come to terms with Kyle Van Noy. Dude, all I don't know what the hell is going on. How great would that be, though? If Brady, okay, that's a good story. If Brady goes to the Dolphins, now that's... Now, that's an awesome plot twist. That's a great heel turn. And that's something that, I mean, you kind of almost got to root for Brady in that case, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins...
Like, that's such a lot, an F Dolphins, you.
The Dolphins made a lot of moves yesterday. I mean, they acquired a lot of talent yesterday, so it's possible.
That's an amazing F you that you got to root for him, don't you?
I mean, you got to... Not because... I wouldn't, because it's the boogeyman. I mean, the defense would take over that whole situation.
It would. By the way, speaking of ex-Patriots employees stealing from Foxborough, Matt Patricia ripped off Jamie Collins, gave him a 3-year deal worth $30
million. Oh, my God.
$18 million fully guaranteed. Enjoy Detroit, sir. And Matt Patricia, you enjoy Jamie Collins as well.
See you back here. Yeah.
Yeah, Patricia loves getting old Patriots. Oh,
he
boy.
He does. Well, all these guys do. It's like, you know, look at, you know, what, you know, Bill O'Brien is, and then you've got all, I mean, it's just, you know, you got Brian Hoyer. It's like everyone, and I'm trying to think of which ones have truly succeeded going to one of these teams, like ex-Patriots who have been as good as they were on the Patriots.
That's the thing. Remember how good Trey Flowers was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
How good was he with Detroit last year?
I don't know. Detroit was in a vacuum of crap, so it's, I don't think anyone knows.
Amendola,
for all I know, he was the best.
Yeah.
All I know, he's the best. But we will have to get to Bill O'Brien, because Bill O'Brien is something else. I mean, he just is smarter than everyone else in the room, apparently.
Apparently. I mean, that's a big-time smart guy move. The grades, we'll have to go through some of the grades that he was given, because it's... Especially seeing that there was other news that broke last night of other people who were traded, and you're like, dude, you could have gotten that for this. But we'll get to that in a moment. And by the way, maybe the Raiders aren't as hot on Brady as we thought, because yesterday Gruden said, give me that young buck Marcus Mariota. I got no idea. I don't think it's been released how much he was paid, but more than likely it was probably too much. So it looks like Mariota's going to be brought in to possibly put a fire under Derek Carr's ass, or just to be injured and watch Derek Carr play. I don't know quite what the situation's going to be. But that, to me, doesn't sound like they're willing to get rid of Derek Carr, right? Bringing in kind of a young backup?
Yeah, I think that's it for them, being in on Brady. Yeah, definitely. I think that's it. That they feel like they have two pieces that can compete against each other, and there you go. So that's another team that even Gruden, who loved him and covered him and just said, oh, look at this guy through for 10 years, is now turns his back on Brady again. A sad situation for Tom Brady, as he, I mean, I'm telling you, I bet you anything, like 10 months ago, he was like, yeah, this is going to be it. Like, everyone's going to be after me. Everyone's going to be asking questions about me. Da 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 da. And if you go to ESPN, the homepage, he's not even on it. So, like, no one cares.
Well, that's not true, because it's all over ESPN right now. He's still the story.
All right. He's the story. He's the biggest one, and people are interested in it, but it's not the story that it was with Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning, they had helicopters following his car. They had flight plans from private airports. They did all this stuff, and with Brady, it's just kind of like, okay, we'll see. I mean, compared to other players, fine, but compared to the greatest... I mean, this is probably a little humbling for him, I would imagine. But we'll see what Tampa Bay does in Tampa Bay as they go on to the Super Bowl next year. All right. We will be right back here, the headline.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and a big day with free agency and trades yesterday in the NFL, including Rich, one that defies all logic.
Yeah, let's start with one that actually is logical and transition into one that might not be. The AFC East yesterday just got a little better. The Buffalo Bills, they said, hey, Josh Allen, you may not be a great quarterback, but at least we're going to give you a stud receiver to clean up your mistakes. The Bills trade for Stephon Diggs. The price? A first rounder, a fifth rounder, a sixth rounder, and a 2021 fourth rounder. That seems to be a reasonable price for a talent like that at wide receiver. No one tell that to Bill O'Brien. Because what he did yesterday, how is this not a fireable offense? Yesterday, the Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins. What he got for him was David Johnson, a second rounder, a 2021 fourth rounder, and that's it. That's all they got.
Yeah, they basically swapped fourth round picks. And David Johnson sucks.
Yep.
He's not even a starting running back. So Bill O'Brien is a very interesting human being when it comes to making personnel decisions. He does stupid crap all the time. This is when I saw this, I'm like, what were the other offers? Or does he owe someone? Does someone have nude photos of him in Arizona? Like, this is insane. I can't believe that he did this. It is just, I don't know. I don't know why the AFC can't. It's no wonder that the Patriots won so much in 20 years. Yeah, I mean, the other teams cannot get out of their own way. This is historically dumb. And I don't really, and even if DeAndre Hopkins, Diggs demanded a trade, just, okay, well, you know, at least get something for him. One of the best receivers in the NFL. And you're going to just take garbage. You're going to take... By the way, they're saying David Johnson would have not been a piece to be traded. He would have been a throw-in that you would be doing the Cardinals a favor. So that would be equivalent of giving up a pick.
And just the other thing, too, is
David Johnson.
And they got David Johnson at full salary as well. They took on the entire thing. So think about that. So the other thing about DeAndre Hopkins is, I mean, he had undeniable chemistry with Deshaun Watson. The two of them together were phenomenal. And so just think about, if you're Deshaun Watson, what are you thinking? Now, I know they just traded for Randall Cobb last night, but Randall Cobb's a slot receiver. He's not DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, he's obviously very good. But is that the way that they're going to try to make up for the loss that is one of the best receivers in the NFL?
No, Randall Cobb has seen better days. He was far better when he was with Green Bay. He didn't do much. He was okay in Dallas. He's another piece, a throw-in, not an impact player anymore. That's just it. And by the way, the trade came after Arizona put the transition tag on David Johnson's replacement, Kenyon Drake. So you look at Bill O'Brien, he knew Drake was already the transition player. And he knew that David Johnson wasn't going to be a part of Arizona's plans. Not because he was good and had used up, and because Arizona was going in a younger direction. It's because Johnson wasn't good, and Kenyon Drake, who was a journeyman running back, had taken his spot.
Yeah, and this is amazing. Why David Johnson taking on his entire salary should be considered a benefit to Arizona and should be part of that instead of being a linchpin in the trade. I mean, just awful, mind blowing. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's the only F deal that I've seen. Because who's this Brian Barnwell guy? Because I gotta tell you what, he wrote about an encyclopedia yesterday in all these trade things. You think that they're just going to be little snapshot articles? But no, he goes deep. He was flicking away at that computer last night.
Well, what's great about that Stephon Diggs deal, too, is it happened immediately after the Kirk Cousins extension. So, I mean, obviously those two, they must hate each other. Kirk Cousins, if you break things down, once again, they didn't need to extend him. As a matter of fact, they ended up tearing up his final deal. And he's got, if you break it down, he's going to get paid $32 million per year, which is more than the $31.4 that Russell Wilson's contract was at signing. So does that make him the highest paid player in the NFL per year? Kirk Cousins, I believe that does. Is that right?
He's the highest when it comes to high-five parties.
Yes. I mean, listen, everyone knows the high-five parties. But, Fred, speaking of quarterbacks, your favorite guy is kind of getting a little bit of humble pie. You know?
I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Oh, yeah, Baker Mayfield. They said, we love you so much, we are going to get Case Keenum in here to scare you a little bit.
Yep.
Case Keenum, a three-year deal worth $18 million, including $10 million guaranteed. Is there any better gig than a backup quarterback? Although, in this case, he more than likely will be the starter by the end of the season, at least.
When Mayfield fails, it's going to be epic.
Don't forget, Keenum played for Stefanski in Minnesota when he had his good season. That's the thing.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, after a year where Baker Mayfield was shaky at best, I think it was a smart move. The Browns brought in somebody, even if they don't legitimately think he's going to replace him, you have a really good guy who just recently was starting, you know, breathing down your neck and putting a little pressure on you so maybe you can't get away with some of the shenanigans that you had before. I love that move for the Browns. I think it's a smart move, and I think, obviously, you know, this could end in disaster, which for Baker Mayfield, which I think we all root for.
Oh, what, you think? Of course. Yeah, it was such a dumb pick. Oh, it's the intangibles. It's the intangibles. Well, listen, he's a little guy who you took because, what, he grabbed his balls at the Baylor sideline, or he planted a flag at Ohio State? I mean, what do you – his intangibles. He's tiny.
As much as I think the guy's a douchebag, I do want to see what he's going to do this year when he's not under that stupid coach. Like, I think that he's better than what we saw. It doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. Doesn't even mean he's a very good quarterback. I just want to see him in a position where he at least has a chance to succeed. And if, you know what, if after this year he sucks, then I think that you can finally say, yep, this guy was a bust.
Well, he had a couple good receivers last year, and I mean, who can do a lot with a little.
Did he have one of the worst coaches in the NFL?
The worst coach in the
NFL. He had the worst coach in the NFL, yeah. But, I mean, you can make a lot of mistakes and have them made up with you have Odell Beckham and Landry on the side. So that was my friend's a nice move to see yesterday, is that Baker Mayfield, with his headband and all his commercials, shows his Q rating going way, way down.
Yes.
Rich, what do we have coming up?
Oh, so many more moves all around the league, including another team that was rumored to be in on Brady. They are out. We will get to all of that in a moment.
All right. He'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Top. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. A lot of things happening yesterday. Rich, including nothing with Tom Brady. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, I guess nothing with Tom Brady other than slowly jobs being eliminated that were rumored that he might be part of. Although there was one added yesterday when Mike Lynch said, hey, the Dolphins are all in on him, too.
By the way, it's snowing. It's snowing in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
yeah, rain.
Yeah, great. So it just
I don't think it's supposed to stick,
getting better.
Though. Yeah.
All right. Well, so. Doesn't matter to me, really. I always fantasized about being home arrest, house arrest. I always thought, that's nice. You don't really have any responsibilities. You can sleep in and all these things. One day in, and just the idea of doing this for a couple months is freaking me out.
Can we get somebody who's been on home arrest before to give us some advice? If you've ever worn an ankle bracelet, one that the government issued, I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, 617-779-0985. If you've been on house arrest, if you have any kind of advice for how to kill time while under house arrest, please let us know.
Only if it's for a nonviolent crime. I don't want to hear from anybody.
Well, you're not on house arrest for a violent crime. They put you in the who's cow.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah,
yeah. So call in and give us some advice if you would.
Well, one team that, I don't think anyone truly believed would happen, but it would have been kind of funny, that is, looks like they're out of the Tom Brady sweepstakes. Dallas, they have placed the franchise tag on Dak Prescott, as expected. It's the exclusive tag, which means there's exclusive stuff that's not on the regular franchise tag. John, can you clarify? It means something. I read yesterday and my head exploded. I was like, all right.
I know. I had the same problem as you did. The exclusive tag is you can't go anywhere else.
He's exclusively awesome.
Yes, that's correct.
So, on top of that, Amari Cooper, he intends to re-sign with the Dallas Cowboys. They're giving him a 5-year, $100 million deal. I like Amari Cooper as a receiver. Why do I think this is going to backfire? Because you've seen him dog it before. I just got a weird feeling that if things don't go, you know, as well as they all hope it is for another year, and then there's going to be fights with, what's his name, the new dude who just came from the Packers, Mike McCarthy. I just got, Amari Cooper just hits me as the kind of guy that they might end up regretting that deal. On top of that, Jimmy Graham, he's moving to the Bears on a 2-year, $16 million deal, $9 million guaranteed
he's
on that
terrible.
One.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of money for a guy who
can't run.
All right, have Dan, a quarterback to get him the football.
Dan on line three, you've been on house arrest.
Hey, what's up, boys? Yeah, man, it is scary out here. I'm in Cambridge right now. This is nothing. But, you're going to have – I'm 30, so I just went down a video game wormhole, and that's about it. So just look at your, 13-year-old. He's pretty much under house arrest. Like, if I don't watch him or kick him out, he's just, gaming away. So – I went down a rabbit hole with video games. It's going to be the only way to detach yourself and just try to get your mind into like a different reality. But a lot of drinking.
So you didn't have one of the monitors that made sure you weren't drinking. That's it. Yeah.
No. I could drink. It was a. I wasn't supposed to, but they never checked on me because I never went outside.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm using this opportunity as a time to. I'm going to see not drinking and how that goes, but knows how long.
This is not the time to not
just
start
gonna
not
say,
drinking.
Maybe some other time.
I mean, Fred.
Come on,
Did
Fred.
You drink this yesterday?
What's that?
Did you drink yesterday?
Me? No. But I have been drinking. Yesterday, I did not. It was a rare off day for that. Okay. I didn't do that.
Hey, Fred, could I make one suggestion, Fred? Sorry. Yes. Now is the time to get the delivery app for booze.
Well, now I'm all paranoid because Pennsylvania, which is the stupidest move in the world, and they're going to change it. But they shut down all their liquor stores because they're state run. And I'm telling you, there's going to be that people will put up with a lot. And you'll have some people that refuse to stay home. But I got to think that a lot of people will stay home. But I'll tell you what, if you take away alcohol, ooh-wee. Look at how that worked out in the 20s. Then people are going to start rebelling. They're going to be like moonshiners.
Right. People, there's money to be made for people who aren't afraid to catch the disease. Like, you could be somebody who could stockpile in a different state, and then you could make delivery services to these places in Pennsylvania and pay premium prices to get this stuff delivered.
Okay, so I have two examples of when things like this happen. Is one, do you have my kids will not do anything, like they'll say they can't figure it out, but my son, if it involves video games, is effing Bill Gates. Like, he can now, when he wants it, he's just all over the place. The second thing is, if you've ever seen, like, if people want to smoke weed and don't have a bowl, like, and I think this might be an old Leary thing, but like, I mean, people can devise contraptions and all kinds of stuff. So you take away people's alcohol and they are going to go nuts. They will figure out a way to drink. If you take that away, they're going to figure out a way. They're not just going to sit there and take it.
Is this going to be like a prison situation where people ferment stuff out of old apples and urine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They make their own, like, prison moonshine?
Yeah, I guarantee you that there's toilet booze going around. I also guarantee you that there's gonna be a black market for it.
Yeah,
you're right,
because
I could just drive to Jersey if I'm in Philadelphia and buy it. So, I mean, I think that was just phenomenally dumb.
Yeah.
Phenomenally dumb.
I don't think that's going to end up happening here because, as I said, a lot of the grocery stores have liquor. And so that's good. I mean, there's some that don't, but a lot do. So you just got to find the ones that do and maybe make the extra trip, you know, a couple blocks further. Speaking of video games, the one thing that I've learned, because it would seem like if you've got kids who play, like, video games, this would be an easy thing, just have them go play that. Have you noticed that there's almost like if there was a visual of it, there would be a meter that the longer your kids play video games, the anger meter on them when you have them stop just goes like higher and higher for every minute they're playing. Like if they play for 30 minutes and you have them stop, it's cool. But if you leave them up there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, they are the biggest pains in the ass when you get them to stop. When you jerk, it's almost like they're geeking out on some sort of drug. They freak out.
Oh yeah. Well, that's how they're built, and I don't blame them. I mean, they want people to get addicted to them because that's how they make money. But mine is more of a, my daughter doesn't play them, it's just my son, and it's more, we'll ask, first of all, forget that he's playing them, and just be like, okay, and then second of all, we'll have him stop, but then he MacGyvers it. Like I said before, then he MacGyvers some situation where he's figured out how to get it on his iPad,
yeah,
or like he's got something going on his phone, so you won't see him. He has a room where he does his homework. And you won't see him, and then you'll forget, like, for, you know, you're at home. You forget for, like, 45 minutes, a half hour, what they're doing. And then the next thing you know, you go, oh, Jesus, you've been playing video games again. So, yeah, it's a MacGyver situation. And, it's going to be hard. But we've tried to put together a schedule. But we'll see how long that lasts. Because homeschooling is ridiculous. I don't know how the hell to do that. First of all, you can take math off the table because I don't know how to do any of the math that they do.
Well, everything's going to transition to online. I mean, you've seen this. Like, I mean, there's people who are, like, over the next couple of weeks, all these schools, so they don't have to, because, you know, as they've been saying, this might go all the way through, you know, July, the president said maybe even August. The only way to do it to where everyone doesn't have to, do the grade over again next year is that you have to do this online classes, and they're all transitioning to it right now. I think Boston Public School, they're all going through training right now how to do it. My wife, who is a teacher at one of the colleges here, she's had to take classes to learn how to do it, and that's how they're all going to finish this school year. They're going to all be sitting in front of a computer on one of these programs, talking to the teacher, doing their assignments on there. That's how it's going to happen throughout the rest of the year. There's no question.
No, well, that's not good. Manny, go ahead. Line four. What's up, Manny?
Perfect time for you to become a real influencer. Do a day in the life with Fred on Twitch. Just have the camera following you around. Let him know how you do during the day.
Oh, yeah. You'd be fascinated by what I do during the day. It's real fascinating.
Your kids driving you crazy in the background? That'll be nice.
Well, that's every day. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you'll be really impressed with the day of my life sitting here. I went and played basketball until I got tired 5 seconds in, and then I slept. So, and went to the bathroom 5 million times. Just as I was making fun of people for hoarding toilet paper is the day that I need 85 rolls of toilet paper. So I don't know if that was a physical reason that I needed it or a mental reason that I needed it, but it happened nonetheless.
Well, I did something yesterday because I was bored, and I knew that everyone else, you know, was probably bored too, that I went and I went upstairs and I put on Super Mario Brothers, and I was like, dude, beat this time. And I just said, whoever can beat this the fastest and put a video up, I'll send you a Hey Guys Hey t-shirt. And just because I was bored, and all of a sudden all these people obviously were super bored, they started posting videos of the same thing. I might do that just to not go mad over the next couple of months. Just randomly do something. Hey, beat me on this stupid video game, because I think we're all going to go insane. And even any nugget like that might be the one thing that just keeps us from punching ourselves in the face over and over again for the next 3 months.
All right, so you're betting on 3 months.
Yeah, I think 3 months is realistic. I don't think it's August. I think it's because South Korea, China, that took like 2 months. But they, as I said, once again in China, it took extreme measures to do that. So I would give us an extra month after that. Yeah, so there's a lot of like these leagues who are really optimistic about when they're going to come back. Like NASCAR's canceled, and they said till May 5th. No, that's nothing going to happen May 5th. Like this is going to be June, middle of June, I would think, and when this is all done and over with.
Great. All right, is Ted Johnson there?
He is.
All right, we will talk to Ted Johnson. He'll be in for the next 2 hours. 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.